Lesson 2C, Exercises 7 and 8.
Willie, dear, talk to them again. There's no reason why you can't work in New York.
They don't need me in New York. I'm the New England man. I'm vital in New England.
But you're 60 years old. They can't expect you to keep traveling every week.
I'll have to send a wire to Portland. I'm supposed to see Brown and Morrison tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock to show the line. God damn it! I could sell them!
Why don't you go down to the place tomorrow and tell Howard you've simply got to work in New York? You're too accommodating, dear.
If old man Wagner was alive, I'd have been in charge of New York now. That man was a prince. He was a masterful man. But that boy of his, that Howard, he don't appreciate. When I went north the first time, the Wagner Company didn't know where New England was.
Why don't you tell those things to Howard, dear?
I will. I definitely will. Is there any cheese?
I'll make you a sandwich.
No, go to sleep. I'll take some milk. I'll be up right away. The boys in?
They're sleeping. Happy took Biff on a date tonight.
That's so.
It was so nice to see them shaving together, one behind the other in the bathroom, and going out together. You notice? The whole house smells of shaving lotion.
Figure it out. Work a lifetime to pay off a house. You finally own it, and there's nobody to live in it.
Oh, well, dear, life is a casting off. It's always that way.
No, no. Some people accomplish something. Did Biff say anything after I went this morning?
You shouldn't have criticized him, Willie, especially after he just got off the train. You mustn't lose your temper with him.
When the hell did I lose my temper? I simply asked him if he was making any money. Is that a criticism?
But, dear, how could he make any money?
There's such an undercurrent in him. He became a moody man. Did he apologize when I left this morning?
Oh, he was crestfallen, Willie. You know how he admires you. I think if he finds himself, then you'll both be happier and not fight anymore.
How can he find himself on a farm? Is that a life? A farmhand? In the beginning, when he was young, I thought, well, a young man, it's good for him to tramp around, take a lot of different jobs. But it's more than 10 years now, and he has yet to make $35 a week.
He's finding himself, Willie.
Not finding yourself at the age of 34 is a disgrace.
Shh.
Trouble is, he's lazy. God damn it.
Willie, please.
Biff is a lazy bum.
They're sleeping. Get something to eat. Go on down.
Why did he come home? I would like to know what brought him home.
I don't know. I think he's still lost, Willie. I think he's very lost.
Biff Lohman is lost. In the greatest country in the world, a young man with such personal attractiveness gets lost. And such a hard worker. There's one thing about Biff. He's not lazy.
Never.
I'll see him in the morning. I'll have a nice talk with him. I'll get him a job selling. He could be big in no time. My God. Remember how they used to follow him around in high school? When he smiled at one of them, their faces lit up. When he walked down the street...